Hey, we appreciate the song service. Appreciate each and everything been said, done here in the service tonight. We sung a song a while ago, said, "I know my name's there." I'm glad I know. You may come to the place. I was thinking as Tammy is talking about Gene. You may come to the place that you forget about everything. Some folks do. I've seen men and women alike that faithful church members, been in church all their life, even preached. That they got dementia and they got Alzheimer's and they just didn't remember. Not any of us above it. I think a lot of times, I think more often that it'd be sad to lose everything that you'd remembered. Be sad. But I know my name's there. Then Robert come on and sung, "What Will I Leave Behind?" I thought of, it said in one of them verses, it said, "When I cross the borderline." I thought about that, the borderline. We all pretty much know what a border is. Had a dear preacher friend of ours pass away this weekend. I didn't know it. Didn't know anything about it. I was down in Marietta and Kathy had called us and said, she had read it in the papers. She'd went down to see her sister, and she said, they're burying him today. And I was in Marietta, and I said, "Well, I don't guess I'd get there, but I hate that. I really hate that." Good friend. Good preacher friend. A little bit different on a lot of things. I pastored him for several years, and sometimes he could be a thorn in your flesh, but I loved him. I appreciate him. Really did. It's amazing. It's amazing what the Lord can do. I don't believe. We may forget a lot of things. I just don't believe we'll forget the day we're saved. I say that, and some men may, I don't know. I've heard men that couldn't remember a thing in this world, but then they'd turn and they'd begin to talk about the Lord and the things He had done, and it looked like as clear as a bell. And I promise you, even if you do forget, He ain't gonna forget. If the blood's been applied, He knows. Thank God. If you want to read with us, we're gonna read some out of 2 Peter, first chapter. You'd pray for us just a minute. I mean that. I don't know altogether. This is very familiar scripture that we're going to read to you tonight. And I realize that, and I understand that, and I may I may have to read it all. It's 21 verses, if I do. But we need your prayers. It's a wonderful chapter. It really is. 2 Peter, the first chapter, we'll start with the first verse. It's Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fail or fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter of the first chapter of 2 Peter. Wonderful,
wonderful scripture, wonderful chapter, and there's things in here that no doubt that that'll help you. I don't know tonight, I'll be quite frank with you. I've got just a thought, a little thought. We'll try our best to leave that with you. In the third verse, and the fourth verse, I'm going to reread both of them. Peter was leaving some things with these people, and he, according as he started writing here, he said, he's writing to them, he said, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. In other words, he is writing unto them that knew, them that know, them that had what he had had. And he gave them some things to go by, but I don't know, just bear with us. According, the third verse, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. I want you to think about that verse and think about, put ourselves in this place, my friend, of where he has called us, where he's given us. He said, make us. He said, hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Now, he wasn't talking out of turn here, folks. My friend, if you're one of God's, then you've been called. My friend, you've been set aside, sanctified, if you'll have it, set apart, thank God, justified by the works of the Lord Jesus Christ. And brethren, you've been glorified by that of His Holy Spirit. I can preach that. I can preach that to you. He said, through the knowledge of Him that called us to glory and virtue. You may think that you don't have any virtue, but brethren, if you're a child of God, then virtue is in you. It's automatic. There's no question. You say, preacher, I don't know where I got any or not. Add to your faith virtue. Add to your faith virtue. Brethren, there's some things that He's left with us as God's people. And brethren, we're not ignorant to the fact. We're not just normal folks. Can I preach that to you? You're not, my friend, just somebody that God saved, took up out of a ditch somewhere and set aside and forgot you. Brethren, He's give you something, you've got something, and you've got to put it to work. Through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. It comes through the knowledge. I can prove that to you in this chapter. Ain't what I'm going to preach on, I don't think. Listen, he says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Folks, He wrote that to us, them that in like faith, my friend, have been washed and regenerated by the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Woo! Hallelujah! We're not, thank God, a bunch of pilgrims, brethren. We know exactly who we belong to. Yes, we do. Glory, hallelujah. Yes, we do. Thank God these people wandering around this world, brethren, looking for something that me and you got. tonight. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We've been given it. Now I'm going to talk to us just a minute. He says that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. Ho! That you might be partakers of the divine nature. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Having escaped. Brethren, you're a part of the divine nature. Glory. Hallelujah. If I can't leave nothing else with you, thank God you are something through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Divine. Divine. Preacher, I'm not divine. Glory to God, you are. I don't know. A lot of times, my friend, it seems like we run around this world, my friend, trying to figure out who we are. And the truth of it is, you've been bought with a price. Thank God you are not your own tonight. No, sir. No, sir. If you've been bought, thank God that means somebody possesses you. Somebody owns you. Fact. Fact. I don't worry about things that I bought, do you? I don't worry about who they belong to. No, sir. It doesn't matter. You say, preacher, I just thought we was running through this world, running a race, and we're trying to figure out we're going to get there. Well, I got news for you. Thank God when he saves your soul, he put your name in glory. Hallelujah. And thank God he won't never forget you. No, sir. He ain't gonna forget you. Divine. What does divine mean? What does divine mean? We think about it. We talk about it. It ain't written but three times in the New Testament. But what does divine mean? Brethren, even under the law, when they done those sacrifices and those customs and those traditions, they were done divinely unto God Jehovah. Yes, sir. Divine really means godlike. Godlike. You say, preacher, I'm not godlike. Are you a Christian? Are you a Christian? Ask yourself. Brethren, if you're a Christian, thank God you're divine tonight. Yes, you are. Do you know we didn't make us who we are? We didn't make us who we are. I know where I'm at. You say, preacher, you've lost your mind. I want you to know, thank God, you are holy. The scripture teaches us that we're holy. He said, be ye holy. Thank God, for I am holy. If you've got Jesus, you've got holiness. Huh? These people think, my friend, that they've got to get graduate. Graduate. I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to preach this. The love of God and even your own salvation, brethren, will not mean very much to you until there is a commitment from you.
Amen.
Yes, sir. These folks, my friend, run around everywhere saying, I'm saved, I'm saved. They ain't never committed anything to God. You can't put God in a sentence and call it Christianity. You can't do it. There's anything rubs me, that rubs me. People will put my friend God in a song and they said, boy, he's a Christian. Huh? It don't work that way. No, sir. I'm going to tell you how you become a Christian. Thank God, first of all, you get born again. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you something. Then there's going to be some good works come out of you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Don't tell me, my friend, you're going to run around here and drink and snort and cuss. My friend, after you've been born again, glory to God, bitter water and sweet water don't come out of the same spring. No, it don't. No, sir. You say, preacher, you preach too hard to us. You know, truth of it is, I try my hardest, my friend, not to. But I can't help it. There's nothing I can do about it. Brethren, when you look at the word divine, means God-like. He said, we put on the divine nature. Brethren, we got no choice. Brethren, to be God-like tonight. You can't help it. I've thought a lot of times, brethren, we need to get the can't help it. And I ain't talking about my friends shouting. Brethren, you ought to live such a life that you just can't help it. Can't help it, my friend, but to be Christ-like, God-like, having the divine nature. He's given us exceedingly and great and precious promises. Let's use them tonight. For His honor and His glory. When you sing, you ought to sing as you're singing unto Him. Do you know that? Yes, sir. You ought to sing, my friend, like you want Him to hear you. I'll just say it, my friend. When you preach, my friend, you ought to preach unto Him. Amen. As if you wanted Him to be part of it. For if He ain't part of it, my friend, you ain't getting nothing. Zero. Absolutely. Divine. Divine. Brethren, it's not an option. Did you know tonight that when God saved you, that you became a servant to God? It's not optional. No, sir, it's not optional. You become a servant. And I might as well say it, my friend, to minister is not a service. To minister, my friend, is one of those things that God give every divine nature. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. These folks, my friend, around, you say, preacher, I don't know if I can swallow that. You go to 2 Peter, the first chapter, and read it. He said he give it by his divine power. Yes, sir. Not ours. Folks, the power that we possess is not ours. I'm going to tell you something, my friend. Even when it comes to shouting, that's not yours. I'm just going to be honest with you. That belongs to God. Yes, sir. I'm under the impression, my friend, that a good shout, my friend, God's pleased with it. And I'm going to be honest with you. When you do it, my friend, you'll be so humbled. Humbled that God had enough about you. Thank God that you could shout about it. I ain't never cared much about shouting. I didn't want to shout. Didn't want to be a shouter. I want you to know when God gives it to me, Daniel, thank God I try my best to make him proud. Thank God. Yes, sir. Why would I want to hold something, thank God, that he wants to hear? Woo! Hallelujah! Glory! 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 Folks, one of these days, you go find out who you belong to. Yes, sir. Preacher, something wrong with you. Well, I found out I've got divine nature. Oh. Yes, sir. Divine. I've read it. I've read several places that it talks about divine, divinely. Yes, sir. If I knowed what it meant, I'd forgot it. Let's put it that way. Lord said, find out what that means. That's what he said to me. Find out what that means. And when I found out what it meant, thank God I wanted to shout. Yes. Yes. I got news for you, folks. There's something on the inside of every one of us, thank God, that belongs to him. Glory to God. Let's quit bridling tonight. Yes. Yes, I understand. I understand everybody's not an outward shouter. I understand that. It's just like everybody's not a preacher. Be sad if that's all we had. Most of us are set in our ways. Do you know that? Whether you're a preacher or not. We're pretty much set in our ways. Yes, we are. I'm here to tell you tonight, my friend, you are a divine creature. Preacher, I can't have that. You've got the divine nature. I read it to you. Brethren, he's put it upon us. He put us in that category. He put us in that pool. Thank God there's nothing wrong with giving God the glory tonight. No, there's not. Peter wanted them to go forward. Now, you may not believe this, but I believe this, and I'm going to preach it to you. Brethren, your advancement in the kingdom of God is through knowledge. Yes, sir. It's through knowledge. I'm going to tell you something, my friend. I'll guarantee you, you read that word, you get in that word earnestly, and I'll guarantee you, you would surprise your own self at what comes out. Yes, you would. Yes, you would. I don't know. I don't know if people read it like I did. I read it with questions. Every time I'd run across something, I had a question. And you know what? I asked it. A lot of times he didn't answer me right away. I wondered about a verse, my friend, for I know two and a half years. And I'd read it. And I'd ponder on it, and I just could not get what it meant. Well, and I heard people preach on it, but I still didn't get. You know what I mean? Just because man preached on something don't mean you're going to get it. I understand that thoroughly. I understand that as a pastor, my friend. It ain't everybody that's going to get the message. And the truth of it is, if there's 20 or 30 of you here, brethren, when you leave here, there's 20 or 30 different opinions. I found that to be true. Yes, sir. They got their own opinion. Set. I call it setting your way. And I tell you what, you can read that thing right there, it'll change your way, won't it? I'd say at least 2.5 years I'd went wondering about this verse. And I was up preaching down at Stoner's one Sunday morning, and I wasn't even thinking about none of that, and the Lord gave me the answer. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, is it real? You better believe it's real. It ain't just real, it's true. Thank God he showed me exactly what it meant. Crafton, I could have shouted. As a matter of fact, I did shout. I did. I remember it. You know, it's amazing people in the congregation try to figure out what a preacher's really shouting about or what somebody else has shouted about. It's amazing. I've had people to tell me all kind of things when I get carried away about what I was seeing with you and why I was doing it. They had no clue. They had no clue. They had an opinion, but they had no clue. I understand what they're thinking. Well, you know, they're trying to figure out why Randy's happy. Huh? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They want the answer. They ask questions. What to do? They ask questions. They'll come to you. You were shouting because of this, and you were shouting because of that. That had nothing to do with me shouting. Huh? No, sir. Sometimes, folks, sometimes. Have you ever just been riding down the road? And listening probably to a good old gospel song. And the next thing you know, here come the Lord. I don't know if he rides with y'all or not, but he rides with me. Yes, sir. Sometimes he don't get in, my friend, the co-pilot seat. He gets in the driver's seat. Sometimes. Yes, sir. Quite frankly, I'm glad he don't a whole lot, my friend, because I have been off the road before. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I want you to know, my friend, it has nothing to do sometimes with what's going on. Do you know that? Well, preacher, I didn't know that. I'm going to tell you something. Now, I'm going to let out a little secret. A secret on me. My friend, you up in that choir, my friend, I'm sort of interested in what's going on with you. You know that? I'm here to go to meeting. Ain't you? When you get up there in that choir, I'm sort of looking and seeing, my friend, if you're in the midst. Or you're present. You know what I mean? What's going on? And sometimes me sitting right here, sometimes it's just what's going on with you, my friend, that makes me want to shout. Preacher, I wouldn't tell that. Well, it's a fact. It's an absolute fact. I'll guarantee you there's probably not a preacher alive, my friend, that when he's up preaching, if somebody, my friend, is interested in getting something out of a message, thank God it just fuels him on. But when everybody sits like a knot on a log, like they ain't getting nothing out of it, rather be at home or rather be on the lake, you hear me? Down the road, up on the mountain, somewhere, my friend, other than here, it gets difficult sometimes, don't it? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll guarantee you, every message I've ever preached has not sat well with a lot of people. And I know that. And I realize that. And I want you to know something tonight, folks. You're of a divine nature. A God-like nature. Brethren, that old man ain't always in charge. If he is, there's something wrong. You need to make another trip, thank God, down to the altar. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Old J.O. Jarrett said, if the devil been riding you back all day, he said, quit supplying him a place to sit. Yes, sir. Get rid of him. I'm my worst enemy. And I know that. And I realize that. And sometimes I have to get a hold of Randy. Because Randy wants to get out. Yes, sir. But I want you to know, I believe what the Scripture says. And I believe you believe it. My friend, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Folks, flesh, he's of the world. But brethren, there's one greater than him. Ain't there? If there's one in there, Steve, thank God he's greater than what you are. Yes, sir. I don't care who you are. Brethren, that's exactly the way it works. Yes, sir. You've got a hold. Something's got a hold of you. That's what I like to say. It ain't that I got a hold of something. Thank God something got a hold of me. Yes, sir. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of what God's done for me. Are you? No. The real answer is no. You're not ashamed. You're glad. Best thing to ever happen to you. I don't know tonight. I really don't. I don't know that you, whether you've ever realized or not, that you've You are a divine nature. He said, partakers, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. That you might be partakers of the divine nature. There's no way in this world people's trying to work themselves. They're trying to work their salvation out when they have none. I've always said this. People get to talking, and the scripture does say, work out your own salvation with what? Fear and trembling. But listen, if you ain't been saved, how in the world can you work it out? If you ain't got a garden, how can you work in it? Fact. You got to have something, my friend, to work with before you can work on it. Glory. I believe God wants us to work on it. I believe God's give us the answers. Thank God to all our questions today. He's give us, I'll promise you, if you're one of His and you start going left and He said go right, there's a buzzer goes off. Yeah. It don't wait till you get out there and drown yourself. Amen. It goes off right then. Yeah. And it says, I don't believe I'd go that way. Yeah. Well, everybody else is going. So be it. Let them go. You don't need the dangers that's coming. You don't need the weight. No, you don't. You don't need to wait, my friend. It'll put on your life. If we had listened to the Lord, my friend, we could live a happier life. If we had dedicated ourselves to the Lord, we could live a peaceful life. Yes, sir. With all men. Do you know that? Live peaceably with all men. I used to preach on that, and I said, yeah, some of them you have to live at a distance. But sometimes that's what it takes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. I worked with a man. I'll tell you how the Lord works. I worked with him quite a while, several years. Me and that man couldn't get along. We couldn't get along. I didn't like his opinions, and he didn't like mine. He didn't like the way I done things. I didn't like the way he done things. He was a boss, and I was a boss. It didn't make no difference. He won't do his way, and I won't do mine. Yes, sir. I lived with that man, but he was at a distance. I worked with him every day. You hear me? I'm talking about what I had to do to be at peace with him. Yeah. Was just keep my distance. And the Lord blessed me for doing so. Listen, it could have been worse had I kept bumping the bump. It could have been worse. It could have been a lot worse. It could have been, my friend, to a place that I never would have been able. That man, I moved jobs. About 6-7 years later, he worked for one of the customers we had. And he is in charge of certain things. And guess who he had to deal with? Me. Guess who I had to deal with? Him. And you know what? We still didn't agree. And you could tell the friction a lot of times when we was around each other. That's just how it was. But I lived peaceably. God let me. God helped me. A few years ago, church I was pastoring before I came here, one Sunday morning, guess who walked in? Him. Yes, sir. And I thought about one message to do him. Listen, folks. Listen. God knows how to make your enemies to be at peace with you. He does. Lo and behold, he come back. And you know what? He come back again. Next thing you know, it'd been our month. 2 months. 3 months. 4 months. He was there the day that I gave the church up, and he took me, shook my hand, and hugged me, and told me how much he appreciated what I preached. Oh! You don't think, my friend, and I'm going to tell you something, folks, that distance was gone. It was gone. I'm not going to say that he is altogether all the guilty party. I was probably part of it. But God made the thing right. I appreciate it. I run into that man, walked in store on him about 2 months ago. He come over and just hugged my neck. Huh? Listen to me. All that friction was gone. Gone. Lord knows how to work things. Can I tell you something? God knows how to work in a divine nature. Yes, he does. He knows how. There's not anything tonight. I'll bring my remarks to a close. I hope you've got something out of the message. I hope you realize tonight we're just not people floating around in this world. We're not just wandering around in this world trying to figure out who we are and where we are. If I read my Bible right, I'm a child of the King. I am an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'll tell some of you younger ones, my friend, as well. You may not understand one word I've said tonight, but I'll promise you there's something on the inside of you that is curious. Yeah. Curious. You know why I say that, Crafton? Because it was with me. I didn't understand. After I got saved, I didn't understand everything. I didn't understand how things worked. I didn't know what was going on a lot of times. But I'm going to tell you something. I started reading that word and them men be preaching, my friend. I'd get right in there with them. Why was that? Because I'd read it. I might not have understood it, and they might have brought it out in a way that I could understand. Oh, how wonderful. Isn't it wonderful when the light goes off? Well, that's what that means. That's what that means. You know what you'll do? You'll never forget that. You never will. It'll be set. I'm talking about being set. There's some things that's good to be set. Yes, sir. There's some things that are good to be set in. I believe with all my heart, my friend, that God loves us. And I believe He wants to bless us. Each and every one. Yes, sir. And he has many, many benefits. Yes, he does. He has benefits, my friend, you don't know nothing about. Do you know that? There's benefits I don't know nothing about. There's benefits I ain't never touched. There's things, my friend, I believe God is able not just to say. And I say this to myself quite a bit. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Anything. He asked Abraham that when he was Abram. He asked him, is there anything too hard for the Lord? It wasn't then, and it ain't now. He's able to do all things. You find out a little bit about that divine nature. And see, my friend, this is what Peter was preaching to them, brethren, that was just like him. Them that had come out from under the rudiments and of the sin of the world through the shedding of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what he preached. That's what he told them. And he was, Peter was about to be gone. He realized that. And he wanted to leave some things with these folks. So you think about it. What did he leave with them? He said, add to your faith virtue. Then virtue, temperance, knowledge, brotherly kindness, on and on down into charity. Now he said something, for if these things be in you and abound, ye what shall never fall? Ye shall never fall. It'll pick you up. It'll be there. It'll be there when you need him. Through, he says that you be not barren nor unfruitful in what? In the knowledge of the Lord. There's no reason for us to be unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord. Because we have put on the divine nature. Appreciate you.